From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A deadline for Qatar to meet a list of 13 demands has been extended 48 hours. Doha facing further sanctions also after Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt cut ties last month with Qatar's alleged support of terrorism, charge Doha denied. Qatari Defense Minister Khalid Mohammed Al Attiya.
We are ready. We stand ready to defend our country. I hope that we don't come to a stage where, a military intervention is made. But we always stand ready. We are here to defend our country. And we live every day to defend our country. And we will do that.
Middle East Institute scholar and former ambassador David Mack tells VOA it'll be difficult for either side to back down.
Both sides have talked themselves into positions from which it's difficult to back down, and that's a good deal to do with the fact that unlike in the past when matters like this have been dealt with discreetly by diplomats, this time it's being dealt with by public proclamations.
The demands include closing a Turkish military base and shutting down the Doha-based Al Jazeera broadcast network. Qatar's stock market has fallen nearly 12% during all of this. Meantime, the U.S. has called for restraint and supports Kuwaiti mediation. French President Emmanuel Macron back in Mali, where he and the so-called G5 Sahel, that's Mali, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mauritania, and Niger, want to form a regional anti-jihadist force. They would bolster the 4,000 French troops and the 11,000 UN peacekeepers already operating in the region. This is VOA News.